You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, Dr. Stephen Davis at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. You know, I love to talk to all of you about things that I'm seeing coming in more and more during my office hours. And one of the things that I've seen a lot of over the past month or two are patients that have had breast augmentation, so they have implants in, and they may have had them in for over 10, 15 years. And they're reaching a point, a lot of the women, that are going through menopause. And one of the things that they're really concerned about are two things. The first is, are their implants still like intact? And the second thing is, are those implants losing any kind of volume so that as they get older and older, is it going to become more of an issue to actually take these implants out or to do something with their breasts? So here are the things that I've been telling all the patients. The first is, if they're saline implants, they will have a tendency to just continue to deflate. Many of the times it'll just happen instantly where you'll wake up one morning and patients have told me they just, everything was fine when they went to sleep. When they woke up, one was up and one was flat. And that definitely can happen with a saline implant. They're filled with saline. And if something happens to that implant, it's just going to leak out and that's going to be the end of it. Many of the patients that do have saline implants have noticed that the implants start to lose some volume, and it may be asymmetrical, where one looks like it's been a little bit more deflated than the other. In any of those cases, we really want to talk about getting those out and either replacing them with new saline-filled breast implants or new silicone gel breast implants. But as I was alluding to earlier, a lot of the women that are going through menopause have noticed that all of a sudden their breasts are actually getting fuller and they don't even need the breast implants anymore. In that case, what I've been recommending is have the patients come in, we take the implants out again, either saline or silicone gel, and then use their own breast tissue to actually stent up their breasts and make them look like they're perkier and more lifted. Now, there are other things that we can do with the skin if necessary, but the majority of the time, if we can use the patient's own tissue and some of the capsule that's been developed over the course of all these 10, 15 years, we can actually make the breast have a framework on the inside that allows us to make them look more perky and lifted. If you're interested in talking about this, definitely schedule an appointment and we'll go over everything when you come into the office. It's nice talking to you again. I'm Dr. Stephen Davis at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.